What if you could biohack your fitness routine, spend less time in the gym, and get more results? Today's episode is all about that with Bjorn Wolterman from Catalyst.
Out of the seven signs of aging, like your metabolism, your bones, your immune system, your activity in general, your basal metabolic rate, whatsoever, flexibility, likelihood of falling, injury prevention, all these things, 6 out of 7 antidotes are exercise. So it is really this universal component of your health.
We have access to ancient healing strategies such as ketosis, fasting, and carnivore. And on the Keto Camp podcast, we are determined to deliver the science to you. We bring in the thought leaders in this space to have extraordinary conversations so you could apply it and change your life. Your body was built to thrive. Your body is capable of healing as long as you identify the interference and remove it. I believe you are a masterpiece because you are a piece of the master. My name is Ben Ezzati. I'm the best-selling author of Keto Flex, and I want to thank you for spending part of your day with me. Hey, Keto Camper, Ben Ezzati here, the host of the Keto Camp podcast. Thank you for pressing play today. You can learn more about me over at benezzati.com. Today's episode is with Bjorn from Catalyst, all about something called EMS training, electrical muscle stimulation. This is really fascinating to me, this conversation, because you're going to hear Bjorn's backstory and how he discovered this. But look, if you're dealing with any kind of bone density loss, sarcopenia, osteoporosis, low back issues, or you're having trouble developing a routine in the gym because it's taking so much time, this is the ultimate biohack for you. What they've discovered with their Catalyst suit, you'll hear about that, is it helps activate different parts of your body. For example, I've been dealing with on and off low back issues, and my main issue is my glutes are not activated. So I'm going to get this suit actually delivered to me very soon. I'm going to be using it to activate my glutes to get in a good workout. It really doesn't take that much time. You'll hear about how this all works, but there's different modalities. There's different things that we can, different settings on this Catalyst suit that we can use. But look, this is so important because Harvard Health put out an article showing that most men will lose 30% of their muscle mass during their lifetime, and it's comparable to women as well. So this is going to help with cardiovascular health, bone density. We'll talk about different athletes that use this sort of training, EMS training, and a lot more. So I love this. This is for those biohackers out there, those that are short on time, those who want to get amazing health and fitness results and not spend a whole bunch of time in the gym. So I'm excited to share Bjorn with you in a moment. Before I do, I want to let you know that we have our Keto Recipe of the Week program that is still discounted for you. If you would like to get hand-picked keto recipes, fat-burning, delicious, protein-focused recipes delivered to your email inbox every week with free bonuses and additional resources, it is discounted for just $9.97 per month. Cancel anytime, and we're offering you a 30-day money-back guarantee. All you need to do is head over to ketocamprecipes.com or click the link in the podcast notes to learn more about that. Okay, let's get into today's conversation with Bjorn. Bjorn is the founder and CEO of Catalyst with a K, just like Keto Camp with a K. They utilize full body electromuscle stimulation technology to make working out easier, faster, and safer, and more effective than ever before. You're going to hear about this product and how to use it, and you could also get it for 10% off, which is pretty cool, by using the coupon code KETOCAMP at checkout over at the link we're going to put in the podcast notes down below. So here is Bjorn. Hey, Bjorn, welcome to the Keto Camp podcast, my friend.
Hey, thank you for having me.
I heard about you through a mutual friend of mine, Doug Fierce, the Admiral Doug Fierce, and Doug actually came on my podcast a couple months ago. He flew here to Miami, recorded a great podcast. Doug has served the United States Coast Guard for 40 plus years. I mean, he was the admiral, top of the top, right? And he really got into biohacking a few years ago. He came across my podcast and a few of my colleagues. And the guy does more biohacking than me, Bjorn, these days, which is impressive because I do a lot. And I was speaking in Sarasota, Florida with him at this Dr. John LaRance's clinic. And he kept telling me about this catalyst machine. He had told me about it before and how like his glutes were so deactivated. He had like no energy in his glutes. And he came across catalyst, which obviously we'll talk about today. And he said it changed his life. It changed how he would work out, the thought behind working out, how he didn't have to spend so much time in the gym. And of course, like he planted this seed and I'm like, I got to learn more about this catalyst. So fast forward, like that's why we're here today. I'm about to get my catalyst suit and experience it for myself. But man, I am excited to talk about this. I mean, this is like, you talk about biohacking and longevity and cutting edge research, like this is it. So I know the backstory about how you discovered EMS training 2012 and your back injury. Share it for my audience and then let's take us through that journey and how Catalyst was created from you and your company.
Yeah, absolutely. I'd love to. Yeah. So as you said, in 2012, I was a tech exec and spent about 150, 155 flights a year on a plane, which was, not very healthy. And I already have a precondition in my lower back, which was diagnosed 15 years earlier when I wanted to become a pilot in the Air Force. So they were like, don't sit in a plane. And then 15 years later, I sit in a plane all the time, which definitely didn't work. And I was roughly 20 days a month on painkillers. That wasn't really helpful. So the thing is like, I have like three very narrow discs. And especially when your core is not strong enough, basically your ligaments and your cartilage has to basically take all the weight. And what happens is it gets in really bad posture and you can't stabilize it yourself. And it's really, really hard to train. And especially when you have a precondition, then training it is really hard. You know, it's like same as recovery is really, really hard. And my physician at the time said, you're either going to end up with a herniated disc very quickly, or you're going to quit your job, or we have to do something else and massively strengthen your core. And I said, I don't want the disc and I'm not going to quit my job. So what are you going to do? And he sent me to a personal training place that used a early version of full body electromuscle stimulation training in a personal training setting. And I tried it there for the first time. The way it like high level works, we can dive into that later, is it mimics emulates the impulses that your brain is sending through your nervous system to your muscles and sends the same signals through the skin directly to the muscle. So the muscle cannot distinguish between the signal that your brain would send or that the EMS device sends. And the reaction is a chemical reaction, which makes the muscle contract. So you can work out the muscle much better and much more targeted than you voluntarily can and use this as a training. So I went inside and there were two individuals, like a 35-year-old male and a 60-year-old female, nothing in their hands, moving their arms, dripping. And I was like,
what is going on? No sense.
Like, what is going on? Exactly. They were wearing this like black suit. There were wires everywhere. It looked like a bomb vest, like literally. And I was just intrigued. I was really intrigued. And especially because my physician told me he goes there twice a week and he loves it and whatsoever. And I'm like, okay, he knows what's going on. And he was decently in shape for someone who didn't like to go to the gym. And I was like, okay. So I tried it out a week later because they were booked by then. And 3-4 minutes in, like your body is just awake. Like you're just so awake because every part of your body is working. And like, you know, it's like, wow, it's just like such an interesting experience where like, oh, this is how it's supposed to feel. Like you're just like fully on. And 5 minutes later, I'm like just sweating crazy. And like, there's a puddle of sweat in front of me and I'm like, I'm not moving and this is not a heated room. Why is this going on? And time just flies. The workouts are 20 minutes long and time just flies. And then we were over and I was like, what just happened? And the thing that I still vividly remember is I had a true post-workout endorphin rush, like literally as if I spent like an hour and a half in the gym, which I haven't done for a long time. So I was like, whoa, like, you know, this is cool. Like I was like, went home, told my wife about it, 2 days later, I was so sore I couldn't get off the toilet. It was like literally like my glutes were on fire, similar to what Doug was saying. And then basically every few hours, like another muscle group kicked in that I didn't know I had. And I was like, wow, this is really interesting. So I gave it a try and I trained every Monday at 6 p.m. for 6 weeks. So I spent once a week 20 minutes in this thing, 5 minutes to get in, 5 minutes to get out. And I woke up a Sunday morning telling my wife, I haven't taken a pill in a week.
Wow.
And I can get out of bed without being in agony. And I was like, what? Like, what just happened? Like, you know, it was really, really interesting. And in the meantime, even before it was like, I mean, like after the first few weeks, you feel that your posture is changing and the way you're walking is changing. And you're just creating a very different awareness of your body because you have like tight areas here and you have like stiffness there, but it's all because of good things, right? It's caused because like these muscles worked and muscle fibers were flushed out that were basically dormant. And, you know, muscle growth is basically, or hypertrophy is basically like you break down muscle fibers and then replace them with a better version. So I was like, okay, interesting. And that started the journey for me.
That's a cool story. I mean, the fact that you were on these painkillers, you said 20 days out of the month. Is that what you said?
Yes.
To go from that to zero. And it's not a lot of time that you spend in the gym, in the suit. You said 20 minutes. So 5 minutes to get in, 5 minutes to get out. Let's say 30 minutes once a week. Like that is very minimal compared to what people think they need to do to get healthy and get fit. How important is it to build the lean muscle mass to prevent bone loss, osteopenia, osteoporosis? I remember you sharing some stats about men specifically losing 30% plus of their muscle mass. So why is this so important for us?
So if you go and look up, for example, the Mayo Clinic signs of aging, or you look up what Peter Attia is saying about, you know, strength. Back to the Mayo Clinic, out of the 7 signs of aging, like your metabolism, your bones, your immune system, your activity in general, your basal metabolic rate, whatsoever, flexibility, likelihood of falling, injury prevention, all these things, 6 out of 7 antidotes are exercise. So it is really this universal component of your health, where if you think about it, every day you're moving, you use your muscles. Even if you have a car accident, the one that can support skeleton has most likely a better survival rate than someone who's just sitting there and is just being bumped around because they don't have the strength to actually support their skeleton. So even like very passive things, like when you're falling, when you're tripping, do you have the strength to catch yourself or are you just flat on the floor? So there's just so much that physical strength has an impact on your metabolism, your immune system, your libido, your fun in life, your ability to play with your kids or your grandchildren, your ability to carry your groceries up. It's like your ability to, you know, do certain sports or activities in the first place. So there's just so much, I would say, muscle mass and body composition. Like if you get your muscle mass up and keep it up, I think that's almost the universal fountain of youth, I would say, because then your basal metabolic rate is up, which means even if you're lying flat, how many calories do you burn? It is a question of your insulin sensitivity. It's like, there's just so many things that are based on that. So if there were almost one factor, if I had personally my magic wand, is like muscle mass, that's it, right? You know, everything else you can almost figure out, but that's the thing for me. I have significantly changed my body composition over the last 10 years. Of course, nutrition came also on top of that. Once you get on this journey, like you learn much more. And I'm basically the only non-overweight person in my family and always have been. And I kind of like starved myself always a little bit. But then getting on this journey, I learned like, no, don't do that, right? And then red meat is not bad and like so on and so forth. So you basically like start to debunk all these things. And I'm very happy I went on this journey. But exercise has been accessible for me after that and being very effective and very efficient. And we see this from all walks of life. So people from all walks of life that tell us this is literally a life-changing product, similar to what your friend has been telling you.
Yeah. Yeah. I know you get a lot of testimonials. I want to chat about that a little bit later. And to your point, muscle is an organ. It's a very metabolically active organ, meaning the more muscle mass you have. And I think a lot of people might hear build muscle mass, and they think automatically think of bodybuilders. This is not what we're talking about. As a matter of fact, that's the opposite of health to bodybuild. We're talking about lean muscle mass. To Bjorn's point, there's so many benefits to it. Usable muscle mass. Yes, good point. In my area of focus, I'm always talking about hormones, insulin sensitivity. You mentioned that word. The more muscle mass you have, the more of a sponge just soaks up the glucose, meaning you have more hormones that are working better. Insulin works a little bit better. You have more mitochondria, so you increase your basal metabolic rate. Like you just said, you sit on the couch, you're burning more calories without having to think about it. It is the name of the game. And especially as we are extending lifespan to 90 years, 100 years, 120, I mean, some people are trying to never die, essentially. Muscle mass is a big part of that. And I want you to share more because there is a difference between lifespan and health span. And what I think you're referring to is the merging of both, right?
Yes. You know, it's like literally, it's like I would be totally happy if, you know, I mean, my wife and I would generally say like, we're gonna, this might be like overly romantic. I don't know if it's here, but
share it.
We're gonna have a car accident when we're both very old. We're going to fall off the cliff in Monterey and just that's it at that point in time. But we're going to be healthy until
then.
So that's literally what we see.
That's a good goal, man.
I know exactly, and I know exactly which car it's going to be. So therefore, it's a very, very precise aspect. Might be morbid, but what I mean with that is be healthy until the end and not, you know, basically say like, because also, if you think about experiences in general that you have in life, you always remember the highs and the end. The highs, the lows, and the end. And if we look at our life as an experience, like, then let's make it nice until the end and not just, you know, there's just too many compromises. And I think if you are active and you can support your body and you can move freely and in a healthy way, you're going to have a good experience until very, very late in your game.
Amen to that. And that is the goal. You want to be 70, 80, 90, 100 and just being able to do all the things you want to do. Go to the grocery store and put groceries in the shopping cart and put it into your car. Like these are normal things you want to continue
exactly.
to do.
Exactly. Yes. And autonomy is quality of life, ultimately.
It sure is. And you know, for those listening, for men who's over the age of 40 or for women who are entering menopause or maybe you are post-menopause, this is especially important for you because, as you know, testosterone declines in men and there's muscle loss that is contributed to that. And then women, you lose bone during menopause and there's also muscle loss that is contributed to that. So, but even if you're not at that point, like if you're in your 20s and 30s, like what better way to be proactive now so you never have to worry about it in the future?
Yeah, exactly. So the higher you get your starting point where you lose from, you know, the better it is, like absolutely 100%. But we also have so many societal, you know, medical issues now where we all have sitting jobs now where we think home office is the new norm. It is even worse because we're like not even commuting anymore. We're not even like meeting with people anymore. We're not even getting up to get to a meeting room anymore.
So we live in a Zoom nation right now. Everybody's using Zoom.
Yeah, exactly. And I, for example, like I ask people very often or like my colleagues, do you need me on a computer on this meeting or are we just talking? And then we just walk. We do walk and talk and basically like go through things or just one person is like, oh, no, I need my list. I'm like, oh, cool, but I'm going to walk. So, and it's not a lack of attention. It's actually, I think it's more sustainable this way.
Smart. That's how you biohack. That's a simple biohacking tip right there. So 2012, excuse me, you discovered EMS, changed your life dealing with back pain. And your story is, you know, I have a lot of reoccurring back pain, Bjorn. One of the reasons why Doug kept suggesting you to me specifically is because I've had intermittent back pain for the last few years. I'll play basketball and then boom, I'm wiped out for 5 days. Play basketball, boom, wiped out for 5 days. And I struggled to do back squats and shoulder press because of that pressure on the back. So it affected my training. And a few months ago, it got so bad that my lower back triggered really bad peripheral neuropathy, in where I developed a drop foot from the lower back pain.
Ooh, yeah.
And that's how bad it got, dude. So I'm happy to say that I've done some things like red light and different things, and 95% of it is corrected, but it's still like that 5%. And I'm afraid to still do lower back exercises, et cetera. So my issue is the glutes are not activated. My core could be improved like you, but for me, it's the glute issue. So it'll be cool when I get your product and start using it. Hey, when was the last time you bit into a juicy burger or a perfectly cooked steak and thought to yourself, this is the best thing I've ever tasted? If it's been a while, it's probably because most meat products are conventionally raised, which not only affects the flavor profile, but significantly diminishes the beneficial nutrients and minerals. And believe it or not, even products that are labeled as grass-fed or ethically raised to make you think they're high quality are often finished on grain or in factory farms, which is why I am so excited to share something with you today that will not only help you avoid the hormones, antibiotics, and pesticide residues that diminish the taste of conventionally raised meat, but could also save you nearly $1,000 over the next year on your grocery bill. And the best part? This may be the best tasting thing you've had in a long time. So what the heck am I talking about? I'm talking about Wild Pastures Meat Delivery. They provide the highest quality meats from small, regenerative, family-run farms here in the United States that prioritize sustainability and animal welfare. Their beef is 100% grass-fed. Their pork and poultry are pasture-raised, something you won't find anywhere in the grocery store, resulting in meats that are not only healthier for you, but also better for the environment. One of the reasons why me and my fiance Natasha loves Wild Pastures is that we can opt out of supporting harmful conventional farming practices and instead support small family-run farms without spending a fortune. And the convenience doesn't stop there. They offer delivery straight to your door so you can enjoy delicious, high-quality meats without even leaving your house. No matter where you are in the lower 48 states, Wild Pastures has got you covered. Not only is this the most convenient way to get your meat products, but Wild Pasture meats are better for you nutritionally, and they're higher in the total nutrients, phytonutrients, antioxidants, key fatty acids, vitamins, minerals, proteins, and amino acids. And today, for keto campers, for a limited time, you can get 20% off every box plus free shipping for life and $15 off your first box. This is a crazy deal, and I hope you take advantage of it. So make the switch to Wild Pastures today and save nearly $1,000 on your grocery bill while feeling healthier and enjoying the best tasting meats of your life. All you need to do is go to the link in the podcast notes down below. Everything is already applied. All you got to do is click that link, customize your order, and you'll have some delicious, healthy tasting meats very soon. Head to the podcast notes down below, click the link, enjoy your Wild Pastures. Okay, let's get right back to this episode. What should I expect to experience, and will this product really benefit my situation?
Yeah, so first of all, where did this technology come from? And it came from physiotherapy in the first place. So we've been using muscle stimulators for about 60, 70 years in physiotherapy. So basically the scenario is I have a muscle injury, or I have, let's say, a tendon injury and the muscle atrophies because the tendon is disconnected. So now I can't work out or load the muscle for about 6 weeks, 8 weeks, depending on what type of injury I have. And then you would put these sticky pads on your muscle and would start to reactivate that muscle. And you do that with muscle stimulation, external muscle stimulation, because it is the softest way to activate and train the muscle, because you don't have to load the surrounding tissue yet. So you have the benefit of no weights, no additional injury risk, and you're basically doing this local muscle training. So the question to be asked is, if this works, and if this is so safe that you can do it on an injured part of your body, why are we waiting until we get injured?
Yeah, so true.
So that's That's really the question here. And the first people who put this together, so I didn't invent full body muscle stimulation. I just basically took the concept and made it really usable and took it to the next level. But what they were saying is let's use it preemptively and use it with athletes and really gain the additional edge, because it is not just a substitute for certain training. It's actually able to train muscles better in a way at certain parameters. And what it can do is, and we can go into performance in a second step, but let's first go to your condition. What it can do is, because of its full body nature, and I mean, full body is basically starting from knee to elbows. That's literally what we're doing. We don't do calves right away. People ask us, why don't you do calves? Like, most of the exercises are when you're standing, and your calves are basically the muscles where you balance with. So if I now stimulate them and you lose control over it, you just fall over constantly. We're not doing that. On top of that, the calves are very easy to train. So once you like get on your toes and whatsoever, it's easy to overstimulate them. So we don't really need it in that area. If you had to rehab them, yes, in regular training, you get enough there. And there are more aspects, but we can do this at another time. So you're basically doing knee to elbows. And at Catalyst, we have 26 pads that are covering the 13 major muscle groups in your body. And they're connected in 9 different channels. And you can literally say, I want more workout on my quads. I want less on my hamstrings because I just had an injury, but I need more on my glutes because this is where I'm weak. And I, for example, I have my lower back very high and my abs very high because A, they are very strong now, but also I want to really keep them at this level. But then, for example, for women, sometimes they say, I want less on the chest, I want less on the upper back, or I want less on my arms because I'm not really comfortable with it. And then other guys might say, like, put it on, I want the guns, right? So it allows you from a technology perspective, but then also from our product perspective in a very, very easy way to really say, hey, this is what I want to focus on in terms of stimulation.
And that's a setting that you turn on or off before you
choose. Yes. So you have an overarching intensity. It's almost like, think about it like an old stereo system where you have the master volume is like, hey, how loud should the music be? But then you say, I want more bass, I want more treble, and the mids, I want down and whatsoever. And you do this through your body over time, and our system is learning that. So whenever you make an interaction, say, oh, this is a little bit too high, or I want a little bit more here, it like, saves this. And like moving forward, whenever you're doing any workouts, it adjusts the level so that you always have your own basically profile that you're training at. So that's the first aspect. The second aspect is, we are the only training system that basically has created this interaction between content and the technology. So I was looking and saying, like, training with a personal trainer is great. Love it. Works. It has quality issues because people have good mood, they have bad mood. Sometimes they work. Sometimes they have time, they don't have time. Like, you have these challenges. And what we've created is a vast content library where you can say, like, hey, I want to get ready for skiing holidays, or I want to learn how to kickbox, or I'm a pickleball player and I want to do this, or I have back pain and I want to do that, or and so on and so forth, or I want to increase my golf swing speed, which is now a thing apparently that we're really good at because we found out from customers that told us this and athletes that told us this. So, and I can dig into that because it's, again, a core and back aspect where you're like rotational strength is a hard to train factor in your body. So what you would do is you would choose workouts that involve a lot of squats and lifts and whatsoever, but all do this without weights. But the intensity comes from the stimulation and that creates the counterforce. And you will be quite sore in these areas after the first few workouts because we break down a lot of old unused muscle fibers. But after that, very quickly, hey man, I don't know what back pain means anymore. Like, I'm done with it. Like, I'm just done with it.
Dude, that sounds like a dream to me. I'm kicking myself right now because I'm like, why did I take so long to get the measurements to you guys? I could have been using this already, So I cannot wait to get mine. I'm so excited because of what you're sharing right there. But continue. I'm just really pumped up for mine.
Yeah, no, it's like, so you basically then get on these journeys where you train certain areas or like, follow a certain training plan. It's one of the next things that we're bringing out. like very specific training plans for whatever you want to achieve.
What about, are there going to be any for basketball? I'm a big basketball fan.
Yes, we have actually have a the strength coach of a, let's say it's a team on the Bay, is one of our coaches. And we have a lot of like basketball specific training in there. Yes, definitely. Andre.
That's cool. Well, I'm going to use that.
Yeah. So I'm not into basketball, so I don't really know, but people tell me like, this is like really, really interesting because, you know, it's very, like he really goes like in the movements and the muscle groups that you really need and like really is building that explosiveness and
makes sense.
Directional changes and all of that.
You're probably more of a soccer fan being from Germany, no?
Yes, but the thing for me with organized sports is like I'm interested in events. Formula One is the thing that I really like because I also like the technology and strategy and like, you know, it's like that. I'm not really a person that says like, this is my team and I have to watch it every Saturday and whatever is like...
Good, it's better.
I'm not that. I'm not really into that.
People waste too much time on that anyway. So that's pretty good. I like that. You're not like that.
Yeah, no, I'm rather try new things and yeah.
And Usain Bolt used your products too, right?
Yes, exactly. Not my product, but the precursor product that I used when I was starting with this.
So he used EMS training.
Full body EMS training, yes, during his whole time. He got introduced to it by the head physician of the German national soccer team and Bayern Munich at the time, Dr. Müller-Wohlfahrt. And he was also Bolt's physician. So I think there was even a quote. So I think Bolt before 2016, I think 16 was his last Olympic Games. I think he was just injured a few months before and people were unsure if he's actually going to compete. And then afterwards, he literally, I think there was a shout out to the doc and whatsoever. And it's really the benefit here where you can, first of all, overcome these injuries, but most importantly for sprinters and every athlete that needs explosive speed and explosive power is you have two types of muscle fibers. You have type 1 muscle fibers and type 2 muscle fibers. And there's type 2A and, you know, we can go into that. But generally you have like slow twitch and fast twitch muscle fibers. And if you really want to have this explosive speed, you need to have access to your fast twitch muscle fibers, but they come very late in the activation cycle of a contraction. So they kick in very late. And to train them, you have to do very quick exercises, speed exercises, or have to go to maximum load, like 1 repetition, 3 repetition, like really max load. Both of these exercises are very injury prone. So with electromuscle stimulation, what we can do is we can, by modulating the signal, basically not predict, but ensure the muscle reaction is in a certain way. So for example, we can say we want only slow twitch muscle fibers. We can say we want the fast twitch muscle fibers together with the slow twitch muscle fibers, which is like in regular training impossible because they come late. And we can say we want full fast twitch muscle fiber activation without the injury risk of the speed or heavy load training. So this is why sprinters, football players, you know, any jumping sport have significant gains from electromuscle stimulation training because they can add a training session for fast twitch muscle fiber development without an additional load. If they're on load protocols as like, for example, baseball pitchers, they want to get faster and they want to maintain their strength, but they're on a load protocol because they're already pitching too much because their less circulated tissues, like tendons, ligaments, whatsoever, they have a longer recovery time. So you can't load them again. Your muscle is ready to do something else, but your tendons are not yet. So you can really use electromuscle stimulation training in a traditional training regimen to add certain training impulses to your muscle mass that otherwise would be impossible. But now the other end of the spectrum would be the elderly person that completely lost their, or pretty much lost access to their fast twitch muscle fibers over as they age and their atrophy, which means when they are tripping, they are not fast enough to recover, right? So they can't catch themselves. So now we can train elderly people to gain fast twitch muscle fibers again, to catch themselves again. So it's like, it is such an interesting technology where you would say, oh, this is for athletes. Like, no, it's not only for athletes. It's like So the analogy that I'm using is a little bit like the electric toothbrush. Who's the electric toothbrush for? People with teeth, right? That's what I would say. And what we built is the electric toothbrush for fitness. So as long as you have muscles, this is for you. There's no reason to not use it because either you're not working out at all and you know you should be doing it, you should build strength, here it is, or you're competing and you want to have an additional edge, here's your edge.
Hey, Keto Camper, what if there was an easy way to help detoxify your body, ease stress, unwind, and hey, even burn more calories? What I'm talking about is sauna usage. Now, there's a lot of studies that show the benefits of using a sauna, and it could be kind of complicated because they're expensive and typically you have to go to a facility to use a sauna. What I love about my sauna is that it's a blanket that I use at the comfort of my own home. I use the one from Boncharge, and sauna blankets work by raising your heart rate to that of physical exercise, so you burn calories while you're relaxing, and you could burn up to 600 calories in one session. Sweating also helps flush out toxins like heavy metals from your body, and elevating your heart rate while relaxing releases endorphins, which can leave you feeling euphoric. I feel like I just got a 60-minute massage when I get out of this thing. It works by using infrared light, which heats the body directly rather than the air around you like a traditional sauna. This means you get the same benefits at a lower heat. You also don't need to have your head in the heat like a traditional sauna. It's very easy to use. You can enjoy a session of 30 to 45 minutes while relaxing, reading, watching TV, or meditating. It's easy to clean. It's low EMF, especially compared to other brands out there. Simple and easy to get set up. And even more important, you, Keto Camper, are offered a nice coupon code for Boncharge's products, including their infrared sauna blanket. So head over to boncharge.com/ketocamp and use the coupon code KETOCAMP at checkout to get 15% off your order. We'll drop that link down below along with the coupon code in the podcast notes. Okay, let's get right back to this episode. All right, so your product, your company is called Catalyst with the K. I love that. It's the Keto Camp, Camp with the K as well. And we'll have a link down below, and you gave my audience a coupon code, which is Keto Camp, to get 10% off their order. Here's what people are going to see, and I just want to address this right away. And then you could add to what I'm about to say. They're going to go on there. They're going to see the price of it and say, oh, that's too much. But here's my point. Number one, health is wealth. And I mean, it's never an expense when you focus on your health. It is an investment. There's a difference. Number two, I used to be a personal trainer. I used to own a gym. The cost of that will far exceed the cost of this suit over time. So I want you to share that and why it makes sense over time in terms of the time you save. You actually will also save money at the end of the day.
Look, I think there's two groups. So for context, by training, I'm a behavioral economist. So I do human behavior at scale. And the reason why I was excited about this technology is I started to work out as a person who didn't have any time, besides a 6-year-old female who never goes to the gym. And I was like, if her and me can be successful with this, this can change lives. Like this is what really was the trigger here. And so first of all, the device is $2,500. Like the system costs $2,500.
Minus 10%.
There's a subscription. Yes, minus 10%. And there's a subscription component. Even if you didn't have your voucher code and you wanted to get into the latest in training technology and improve your life, if you affirm it over 3 years, which we offer, you would pay $98 a month. That's a few drinks, or I don't know what else, like the comparison to that is.
It's a lot less than most gyms. I mean, the gym I used to own was $197 a month.
Nice.
So this
yeah,
is a lot
nice
less.
Gym. Or but and then we also know that 80% of the people don't go, right? So like you're basically spending money on something that you're not using. Yeah. So we generally see two behaviors in society. About 20% of the people spend money on fitness products. And those 20% spend a lot more. So there's like, you know, there's your running shoes and there's your running app and there are your clothes and then there's your tracker and then there's an event that you're going to and then You might have a gym on top of it, and then there's additional clothes for that, and then I might do a yoga class and whatsoever. So what we're generally seeing, if you look at a societal level, is people that have a benefit or get a benefit from their investment in fitness will spend more on fitness. People that spend money on fitness products don't go or are not successful with them would perceive it as a waste of money. So the reason why we are happy to spend $15, $20 on drinks, on a single drink, is we know exactly what the outcome will be. I know how it tastes. I know how I'm going to feel about it. I know how the second one tastes. I can't remember how the third one tasted.
So there's an immediate satisfaction with that too.
Exactly. There's an input output. And people that have found their access to fitness or health and physical health, and then triggering into mental health, they exactly know what they're getting out of it. So for example, if I have a morning where I absolutely not want to go to the gym, I still go because I know how I'm going to feel afterwards.
So you think about your future self later in that day.
Yes.
I like that. Yeah.
Exactly. Right. And I know exactly what the outcome will be. If I'm a person that would expect there is no outcome, it's a waste of time, it's a waste of money, why am I even going whatsoever, then I'm not going. So economics is basically the science of human behavior, if you think about it. Like, you know, I pay for something, I expect something. Like, and I can pay with money, I can pay with effort, I can pay with time, I can pay with different aspects to it. So now what we are seeing with Catalyst is for people that even not have any fitness experience, they get into this and 2 days later, they feel like they know everything in the gym and they really aced it. And they're like, what? And then a day later, they're like, even worse. And then they're like complaining for 4 days. And then they tell their friends like, hey, I feel like this. And I feel like, what have you done? What is this? Oh, cool. And then it goes away and then you want it again. So what we have achieved with this product is we're getting the outcomes of really, really hard workout easier. And easy, for me, even personally, for a very, very long time, was a taboo word in fitness, right? No pain, no gain, like you have to go there, whatsoever. And I thought about this way, and we really shied away from the term easy. However, if you think about it, technology always makes things easier. Zoom makes it easier for us to communicate, or the phone makes it easier to do something. The car makes it easier to go to a different state or city. The plane makes it easier to go to a different... Technology always makes things easier. In fitness, we have not done that. In fitness, technology only motivates you to do a hard thing. It either puts a hot model on a tablet in front of you that shouts at you and has a DJ in the background and tells you what you should be doing, but you're still on a rower or on a bike and you're still lifting the same thing and whatsoever. So the act itself has not gotten better. Or I have a tracker, a ring or watch or whatsoever, and it tells you how you did. But it's not helping you with it, right? So the tracker doesn't improve your sleep. The mattress does, or the cooling does, or the sauna does, or whatsoever. But it tells you what to do. So the technology basically only tells you what you did or what you should be doing, but it doesn't help you in the act. The analogy again would be like we had still horse carriages and now we have navigation system and Spotify on it and all this kind of an air condition in it, but it's still horse carriages, right? So what we found with muscle stim technology is we've reduced the time needed to invest. We've totally removed injury risk from bad form. You don't have to run through the gym and know which setting on the chair and which setting on the weight you need for each of the machines and how the form has to be and how fast do I go out and how fast do I go in and eccentric and concentric motions. I don't need to know that. I get into the suit and there's a trainer telling me what to do. And all the settings and everything that should be happening is automatically happening from the app. And people will get the results 2 days, 3 days later. And we literally hear people, they say, I get addicted to this. From early customers, we had to ship a second suit or a third suit in other places because they forgot it or they were on holidays and they didn't want it. I know these are first world problems. If you need a second suit because you forgot yours, right? Definitely first world problems. But we are also seeing people just being surprised that they are successful because they have tried 20 other things before that didn't work. So easy is now actually a term that I think is positive, because even the pro athlete who's very disciplined and whatsoever has no mental capacity post game day, but still has to get a workout in. So it is for all of us. So easier, making things easier is generally making things better.
I'm with you on that. It sounds good to me. I want to make things easier, especially my fitness routine and my results with fitness. All right. So I have some practical, tactical, specific questions with Catalyst, right? They order it. They input their measurements, which is don't wait long like I did, but you input your measurements. What if the person starts using it, eating healthy, and now 3 months later, their measurements have changed because they've lost weight? Do they have to buy another suit? What's the agreement there?
So no, they don't have to buy another suit. So first of all, the suit is quite flexible and adjustable. And we're doing two things. We're not only asking you for your measurements, we're also asking you for your goal.
Goal. Okay, got it.
So if someone wants to bulk up and they are just in between two measurements, we give them the larger one. If you would say like, I massively want to lose weight, or like, we can also tell by, so first of all, the measurements, there's not a person doing this. There's an AI basically getting it. And like, based on ratios and relations and whatsoever, they're picking the items that would fit the most. And we, for example, have a hip waist ratio and like other things. And I'm 6'4", 210, and I could be 6'4" and 210 in different ways, right? So like, is the 210 good 210 or bad 210, right? And based on the measurements, we can tell that, right? So what are the thighs and the arms versus the hip and the waist and the chest, and like, you know, chest versus belly, like, you know, these are the differences. And we can tell roughly where people are going. So most likely you don't even need that, even if you massively change your body composition. However, if you change your body composition that much, we give you a new suit.
No charge.
No.
Pretty cool.
No, it's like, I want you to be successful and I'm not going to punish you for being successful. Sorry, like literally not. And ideally I would get your testimonial because that would be even worth more to me than giving you a suit, because like, I just want to tell the world the story. But no, the deal is, if you're that successful that you need a different suit, generally it's just one piece that you need different. You're not shrinking off all the pieces that much, but whatever you need new, you're going to get.
I love that. And what's the warranty on the suit?
So the impulse pack and like the electronics is basically 3 years. We give like 3 years on all these pieces.
So if anything malfunctions or you need something replaced within 3 years, you automatically take care of it.
Yes, we take care
Pretty
of
good.
That. Yeah.
Have you ever felt off during your keto journey or carnivore journey? Maybe you experienced a headache, some fatigue, pesky cravings. This can happen when your body loses vital minerals, especially when following a keto diet. Here's what happens. When you lower insulin on keto and carnivore and fasting, you shed excess body weight. This is fantastic because you look lighter and feel lighter. However, you lose essential minerals like potassium, sodium, and magnesium. That's where Beam Mineral steps in. It's a full spectrum, concentrated electrolyte and mineral supplement that gives you all the essentials your body needs. Beam Mineral products are the perfect support for anyone doing keto, carnivore, and fasting. It does not break your fast. It does not contain any anti-nutrients, so it is carnivore friendly. It tastes just like water. It helps to keep your carb cravings at bay and to keep you in this fat-adapted state we love called ketosis. I love this product. I drink it daily. I give it to my dog as well. So give Beam Minerals a try today for an enhanced keto, carnivore, and fasting experience. Head over to beamminerals.com and use the coupon code Azadi, which is my last name, A-Z-A-D-I, for a special discount. That is beamminerals.com, beamminerals.com, coupon code Azadi. We'll put that down below in the podcast notes. All right, let's get back to this interview. And so you get the suit, you have the measurements dialed in, it's for you specifically. Now, how often are you doing the workouts? I know you said it's 20 minutes. We'll say 30 minutes, 5 minutes to get in, five minutes to get out. So
totally, yeah. Yes.
How often are we doing these 20 to 30 minute workouts?
Attorney answer, it depends. It depends on what else are you doing and what you're trying to achieve. So let's say you are a very active person and you just want to get an extra workout in, or you want to train on a specific area, then you would just add one, maybe two workouts a week on top of it. We really shine from outcomes perspective in everything that's strength training. We also have a cardio mode. So basically you have, let's say if you not have a cardio machine around you, you're just in a hotel room. We have cardio exercises that you're basically just slightly tapping on the spot, or just like slightly moving, doing some jumping jacks, whatever that what it is. But the suit is not creating a full tetanus, so not a full contraction on your muscles, but just like doing some small twitches, which burn energy. It's like similar to when you're freezing and you're shivering, right? So this is how your body tries to like create heat. So that's happening. And you can use it for that. For example, when I want to do VO2 max training, I go on an assault bike and superimpose Catalyst in an interval training.
Damn.
So if you really want to die, like this is like, we can get close to that. I mean, of course you're not dying, but if you really want to exhaust yourself and really want to push your VO2 max, this is the way to go. So cardio is another opportunity. And then we have a recovery mode, which is a pumping sensation, which just encourages blood flow across the different muscle groups. So we see people that do it every day. The one thing that we recommend is have 48 hours between two strength trainings. Cardio can do every day. So what I, for example, like is when I already spend 5 minutes getting into the suit, spend 20 minutes in strength training, I just add 10 minutes of cardio on top of it at the end, and then, you know, get out of the suit. So it's just, you know, a really compact, but a little bit more complete workout. I mean, once a week, if you do nothing before, like we have, interesting, we also have one question in the intakes, like how often are you active today? Between 0 and 7 times a week. We see pretty much between 5.8 and 7.2 average usages in these groups. So people that never worked out now work out 7 times a month. And people who are heavily workouters also roughly work out 7 times a month in Catalyst.
Interesting. Right?
So for the some, it's the add-on. For others, it's that. And because you're working your agonist, your antagonist at the same time, but you're also working all the major muscle groups at the same time, in the workout, in the strength training and in power training, you're going on a cadence of 4 seconds of contractions where you're like going against the weight, and 4 seconds of like catching your breath, getting into position again. And so it's roughly, it's a 50-50 split of the 20 minutes. So you're actually 10 minutes under tension. So all your major muscle groups have 10 minutes time under tension during a 20 minute workout. In terms of efficiency, think about it. If you do just biceps curl in the gym, 2 seconds up, 2 seconds down, let's say this, you do 15. Okay. That's 30 seconds time under tension. Times 3 sets, you're 90 seconds time under tension. We're talking about 10 minutes time under tension in a 20 minute workout. So the gym equivalent is like 2 hours roughly like that. So now you have someone who never worked out before spending 7 times 2 hours, 14 hours a month in the gym. You see like body transformations that are just absolutely incredible.
Yeah. And they're not going to do that in terms of the time spent in the gym, but they will do it in terms of the limited time they could do it at home with the suit. Yes. That makes total sense to me.
And the other aspect of that is for some people, it's also the travel option. So they have their home gym equipment, or they have their CrossFit place where they go, or they have their yoga place where they go. But when they're on the go, what are they going to do? You never know what you have. You don't know what the hotel gym looks like or whatever. It's 3.5 pounds, fits in your carry-on, take it with you, take it out, do it in your hotel room, go for it. Yeah, so it depends. So for some, it's an add-on. For some, it's the only thing they do. And I mean, I would say like twice a week is probably the sweet spot.
Twice a week strength. Cardio, you said you could do pretty much daily. Recovery.
You can do daily, but you know, also honestly, like there are just few people who have the discipline to fully do that. I would also say go for walks, like go outside, like, you know, do stuff like that.
In the suit or without the suit, are you saying?
So I would say like without the suit, yeah, like mix things up, kidding. Right?
Do also I'm just like picturing myself walking through my neighborhood in the suit and people are like, what's going on here?
I mean, we had people go on hikes on Mulholland Drive, like, you know, in California, and like, you know, we're doing this and, you know, got a lot of Instagram coverage.
That's good video.
That day. Yeah, it's really good fun. So I'm really passionate about empowering people. And then 80% of the people that have not been successful with fitness might have, you know, weight issues, for example. And for someone who's very heavy, starting to run is difficult. So what are you going to do in cardio? So what we recommend with those individuals is get on a treadmill if you have access to one and just walk on it. Superimpose catalyst. We can basically put the cardiovascular load as high as you want. So we can literally get your heart rate to ever where you want it to be. But you don't have to run. You're just walking.
Interesting. So you're putting the suit on, you're putting in the cardio mode, and then you're walking on the treadmill. That gets your heart rate up.
Yes, the heart rate, because
I'm gonna, you know, do that.
We superimpose the extra load on the body, on the cardiovascular system. We can literally get your heart rate to 130, 140, wherever you want it to be. But you actually don't have to put the hip or the knee impact
under that tension.
On. Yes.
I'm going to do that for sure. I mean, I have my own home gym here where I live. And once I get your suit, like, I'm going to experiment with it to see what's a good cadence for me. But I love the idea of doing three strength modes per week and then adding some cardio to the end of it. And then on some days, I just want to do some like anaerobic training.
Exactly.
Go on the treadmill, putting on cardio and just getting a good sweat. Especially here in Miami, it's easy to get a good sweat here.
Yeah. It's very humid, definitely. Yeah.
How are we washing? How am I going to wash this? It just goes into the washing machine?
Yes. So we have washable electronics, which is like, again, something that people tell me like, what? Yeah, but again, we wanted to build a truly customer usable and user-friendly product. So there's a base layer set, which is an undergarment set of a top and a bottom that you basically wash every time because you directly sweat into it. And then the suit, the actual like EMS suit, you just hang dry and then once a month or whatever you feel about it or whenever do you wash it, you just throw it in the washing
machine. You're not putting it in the dryer, you're hang drying it.
Hang dry, yeah, not put it in a dryer. What we recommend also, and definitely recommend, is like put it in one of these like mesh bags. So similar as if you would have any delicates, put it in a mesh bag. It will just last longer for sure. But wash tests, like you can wash it. We've done a lot of wash tests on this.
I love it. I mean, you made it so convenient. Like these, I'm asking all these questions because I'm going to obviously use it, but I know the person who's going to buy it, they're going to have the same questions. So
of course, yes, 100%.
This is what's coming up from a user standpoint. And then the membership thing, I know that there's, so essentially you could pull up like your phone or tablet and then you could follow workouts along. And that's what you're paying for the membership. How much is the membership?
It starts at $29 a month. And there are different packages, 1 year, 2 year, 3 year packages available and different price points around that.
I love it. Did I miss any questions or anything else we should know about using this, the Catalyst suit?
Yeah, it works on, we're on Apple devices as of now. So it works on your iPhone, works on your iPad. We're very cool Apple Watch integration where you can basically control the thing, at least from an intensity perspective, from your watch, stream your heart rate. There's much more coming on that one. My favorite experience is literally cast it to your TV and like literally do it in front of the big TV. And it's a really, really nice experience around that. We were talking about golf a little bit before. So one of the interesting things that we learned was because golf is such a complex movement, it's like such a weird swing and a lot of core strength is needed and it's fast twitch muscle fibers. Here we go. We're working with like long range, long drive, championship, even champions, athletes. We have coaches who tell us like, hey, I got my swing speed back from 10, 15 years ago. So really being able to do that. So performance increases in golf, there's going to be a lot to come for Catalyst in the golf field.
That's exciting. That's super cool. I love that. The flexibility of it, right? Catalyst, as you said, if you're a professional athlete, for sure use it. If you're just somebody who's sedentary and wants to get fit, use it. If you have teeth, you could use the electric toothbrush. If you have muscles, you could use the Catalyst. Perfect example right there. I'm personally excited to get mine. And for those who follow me on Instagram, I'll be posting on my stories doing some workouts. How I'm envisioning this going for myself would be, because I have a cold plunge, so I'm thinking about plunging, putting on the suit, doing a workout in my backyard where the plunge is, and then going into a sauna and showing that whole transition. I think that would feel incredible if I did that.
Absolutely. Yes. No, totally. I'm also a big cold plunge fan. Yeah. No, you're going to get your body going. Do it in the morning, and then the day can throw at you whatever you want to, you know, whatever it wants. Like, you know, you're going to be able to take it. Yeah, exactly. Bring it.
So Keto Campers, if you go to the link down below, whether you're watching on YouTube or listening on the podcast, you could learn more about Catalyst and you know, take a deep dive to their website and what's included. And if you use the coupon code KETOKAMP, KETOKAMP, you'll get 10% off your suit. If you do end up getting it, I'd love for you to share your experience with me and Bjorn as well. But, you know, tag us on Instagram, tag Catalyst on Instagram. I'd love to kind of see your progress too. I'll be sharing my progress. I have one final question for you, unless there was something else you wanted to add to that.
No, go for it.
I talk a lot about gratitude, Bjorn, and I call it vitamin G. I think it's the strongest, most important supplement that we could take, this experience and gratitude. So the final question I always ask my guest is, what are you grateful for? What do you have vitamin G for today?
Today is probably the same thing that I'm always grateful for. And that is that I met my wife 15 years, now almost 16 years ago. Yeah, it's a very interesting story. So I was very close to my grandma, and she passed away 2008, March. And her biggest dream was always for me to find the right partner. And on her birthday that year, she would have turned 90. I met my wife.
That's cool.
And it was almost like the baton was, like, you know, handed on.
Yeah.
You know, like, that was the thing. And this is the one thing in my life, like, you know, I would trade everything else, but that's the one thing I wouldn't trade. And I have the most, you know, amazing relationship. And yeah. It's always something that you work on and that you do, and I hope you cherish. And that's literally the one thing that I'm most grateful for.
That's beautiful. It's an awesome story. I love that. Like, your grandma was handing that baton off, making it easy for you to find that partner because that's what she wanted for you. That's awesome, my friend. Well, Bjorn, thank you for your time. Thank you for creating this product. I'm very excited to use it myself. For those watching and listening, share this with somebody you know, maybe who's dealing with low back pain, somebody who's interested in these amazing biohacks that we have going on. This really is an easier way to get better results without having to, you know, work your butt off at the gym or spend tons of money at the gym. So I'm excited to meet you in Miami, and thank you for your time today and all the things you do to help the world live a healthier, fit life.
Wonderful. Thank you so much for having me. Take care.
I hope you love learning about EMS training. This is something that was new to me, and I thank my friend Doug Fears, who put this on the radar for me. He's been using the suit. I'm about to get my suit delivered to me, and I'm going to share my experience on my Instagram stories at the Ben Azadi on Instagram. You could get their suit by clicking the link in the podcast notes down below and getting a nice discount using the coupon code KETOKAMP at checkout. We'll put their social media down below, the podcast notes down below. If you want to watch the video interview from today, that's on our YouTube channel, youtube.com/KETOKAMP. Please consider sharing this episode with a friend and leaving it a rating and review. And go check out our Keto Recipes of the Week program. It's discounted for you, $9.97 per month. Cancel anytime, 30-day money-back guarantee. And to get hand-picked, clean keto recipes, protein-focused, low plant toxins, delivered to your inbox, email inbox every week over at ketocamprecipes.com. Check the link out down below. Thanks so much for spending part of your day with Bjorn and myself. I'll see you on the next episode. This podcast is for information purposes only. Statements and views expressed on this podcast are not medical advice. This podcast, including Ben Azadi, disclaim responsibility from any possible adverse effects from the use of information contained herein. Opinions of guests are their own, and this podcast does not accept responsibility of statements made by guests. This podcast does not make any representations or warranties about guest qualifications or credibility. Individuals on this podcast may have a direct or non-direct interest in products or services referred to herein. If you think you have a medical problem, consult a licensed physician.